President Bush has approved a lower level of alert for terrorist threats in the United States, downgrading the country from code orange to code yellow. That means the nation is on elevated alert, the middle level of the five-tier color-coded system that was developed earlier this year by the White House Office of Homeland Security. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Attorney General John Ashcroft said 2 weeks ago that the decision to elevate the threat level to code orange was made on information from top al-Qaeda operatives now in custody. Today, he noted that the 9/11 anniversary had passed without incident, and he added that the U.S. had had some success in disrupting al-Qaeda operations in the U.S. and elsewhere.
It is clear that we have made arrests in Buffalo, we've made arrests in Bahrain, we made arrests in Pakistan, we had things that were disrupted in the Southeast Asia region.
All of that would include the capture in Karachi 2 weeks ago of Ramzi Bin Al-Sib, who is suspected in the planning of the September 11th attacks. It would also include the arrest of six men who are suspected of making up a terrorist cell in western New York State. At the White House, Press Secretary Ari Fleischer said that setting the alert level day to day was an art, not a science. And he said the system's credibility depends on its relation to current intelligence.
Keeping the alert level at an artificially high level can over time lead to the degradation of the meaning of the level. Any law enforcement community will tell you that these types of actions will be meaningful only if they are put into place when the circumstances actually warrant it.
Ashcroft, meanwhile, also cautioned people not to treat today's decision as an all-clear, because al-Qaeda remains an international terror network that can strike around the globe.
I believe that there are al-Qaeda operatives in the United States who are assets to the al-Qaeda network. If I obviously had specific information about an operation that they were about to carry out, believe me, I would be taking action in regard to those specific individuals.
Ashcroft reminded Americans that code yellow still means they should be on elevated alert. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.